Well, hello and welcome. My name is John Manners-Bell. I'm Chief Executive of Transport Intelligence, TI Insight, and welcome to this, our latest in the series of podcasts. In this podcast, I'm joined by our quantitative analyst, Andy Rawls, and we're going to be talking about our latest report, Inventory Benchmarking Vertical Sector Trends. Now, as of course many people know, inventory benchmarking, as measured by days of inventory, is one of the most important supply chain benchmarks. It allows the supply chain strategies of companies in similar sectors to be compared and contrasted. In the past, a low number of inventory days has been always perceived as being very good, although, as we're going to be discussing, this is not always the case. Too low a number risks stockouts, that is, unsatisfied demand, which of course is a cardinal sin in supply chain management, whereas too high a number risks obsolescence and write-downs and shrinkage, as well as unnecessary capital being tied up. Our report that we're going to be publishing in the next week or so allows sectors to be compared. For instance, supermarket retailers on average have the lowest days inventory at around 33 days, whilst pharmaceutical companies have the highest at over 180. And there are very good reasons for this, which we're going to discuss. So let's start with that, with the pharmaceutical sector, Andy. Can you give a sort of brief overview of why inventory levels are particularly so high in this sector?
Yeah, so as you say, it is much higher than other sectors that we have investigated. I suppose inventory takes on a very different form, I suppose, for the pharmaceutical sector. Companies wish to maximise sales of drugs before a patent expires, for example. Also, there are extremely complex production processes. Variations or interruptions in this process can mean that a whole batch of new goods can become worthless. So in order to account for that, companies will stock up higher and hold higher inventories to account for that, those changes. You also have these the companies which have sort of sprawling supply chains. They're all over the world. They have many research facilities in various different areas of the world. It's quite a complex system, and so maintaining visibility on that isn't always as easy as you might think. So companies, they do certainly try as much as possible to hold inventory as effectively as possible and look for cost savings, but as I say, it kind of holds a very different meaning, inventory days, than it does to other vertical sectors.
And there's plenty of regulation, isn't there, in the pharmaceutical sector, which means that they have to hold certain amounts of inventories.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, well, that really contrasts with the retail sector, which is an area which I was digging into, and of course that's being transformed by Amazon at the moment. And I think one of the things that we highlight in the report, there's been a fundamental change in strategy by many retailers, and this has been exemplified by Walmart. Availability of stock is becoming really quite critical to counter Amazon's next day prime service, and even in some parts of the world to their same day delivery. Now, this is starting to impact on Walmart's and many other retailers' days of inventory, and we've been tracking that over the last few years, and we'll certainly be tracking that as we move forward. Of course, increasing stock is one thing, but doing so without visibility of inventory in stores and distribution centres, and that has been described by one industry insider we talked to as absolute madness. For many retailers, of course, this is too late. Many big names have gone into bankruptcy, and many others just don't have the deep pockets which Amazon and Walmart have. So there's quite a contrast really between retailing and the strategies being employed there, pharmaceutical, and as well as that, automotive. So Andy, let's come to you again. You looked at particularly at the automotive sector, where there are other forces at work. What are the sort of key trends which are affecting the inventory holding in this sector?
Yeah, so auto was quite an interesting sector to look at. It's very much where almost just-in-time principles were sort of born out of, and the very concept of lean supply chains is very much one you'd attribute to the likes of the automotive manufacturers across the world. And I find it interesting to look at how different companies, even the larger companies, have very different inventory strategies. For example, Toyota hold around about half as much inventory as Volkswagen, yet the production levels are very similar. So what we're really seeing is that it's although sort of lean supply chains were obviously a very important factor many years ago, and still are, of course, companies are less able to find the sort of the efficiencies that they have done in previous decades. But there is still some level of improvement that we've seen, and that can be found in the report.
And of course, you highlight profile Tesla as well in that sector, which has had a completely different strategy, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's very sort of vertically integrated. But it's interesting to look at then the numbers there and how, I suppose, the day's inventory numbers show just complete fluctuations, and it's more tells the story of the company and how it's had to ramp up production in certain years to show that it can meet demand, and sort of low inventory in other points in time as well. So that's been quite an interesting one, and it just tells the story of the company as much as anything.
So in conclusion, I think probably one of the main things you can get from our report is that not only is it describing a very complex issue, and that inventory management strategies vary enormously from sector to sector, but as well as that from company to company within those sectors, as we can see from the Tesla compared with Volkswagen and Toyota. So some are favouring low inventory as a key benchmarking goal, whilst others in retail and even in consumer electronics as well see the availability of products as becoming very much more important. Our report profiles many of the leading companies in each sector which show these differences, as well as providing comprehensive company data with all these benchmarks and sector averages. So thank you very much, Andy, and for all our listeners. If you want more information about the report, which is called Industry Sector Inventory Benchmarking, please go to our website, www.ti-insight.com. So thanks for listening and joining us, and we look forward to you joining us again in our next podcast.